And Kol Nidre is a central prayer to Judaism. And I always like to share a bit about what it is, because we do a slightly different version. We do a messianic version. There are numerous versions of Kol Nidre, which translates to all vows. And in the church, of course, most of them don't understand Kol Nidre at all. And the few that hear about it say it's irrelevant. And I disagree. Because even as believers and saved by grace, God has expectations for us. We have a life to lead. We fall short. We're sinners still, even though we have a Messiah who has died and lives for us. So just a little bit of history, especially for those that aren't really not aware. But the Kol Nidre comes about around the 9th century. So the Middle Ages, early in the Middle Ages. And Kol Nidre, when we look at it at first glance, especially the traditional version, seems to have nothing to do with Yom Kippur, which is interesting. Indeed, it appears to attempt to release one from keeping his oaths and vows. Many commentators address the issue, maintaining that Kol Nidre actually emphasizes the importance of keeping one's word and reaffirms our belief of honoring our commitments. That's all about Yeshua, isn't it? Yeshua is all about honoring commitments. As we see in the Messianic version, it talks about let your yes be yes and your no be no. So over the years, Kol Nidre has been adapted in various places, which I alluded to. There are many variations of it. There's a few different tunes to it. The chant that I share tonight is age old, and it comes out of Europe. It's an Ashkenazic version. And of course, in Jewish tradition, there's always arguments about what one's right. Two Jews, three arguments, right? At least. It is known that Kol Nidre's prayer gains its significance during the Inquisition, where the Jews were expelled out of Spain. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the Inquisition, first of all, you can read my paper, thesis, because it deals with some of that. But it was about Jews being forced to convert to Roman Catholicism. And those Jews were known as Maranos. In this day, that word is still used. The Maranos behaved outwardly like their neighbors, like Roman Catholics, but inwardly remained Jews. Once a year, they used this prayer to renounce the oaths that they made, forcing them to swear their religion in favor of Roman Catholicism. But deep down in their souls, in their hearts, they were faithful to the God of Israel and that perspective. The Kol Nidre was a proclamation of their vows that all their external behavior was not really them. This prayer for them helped cleanse themselves of their outer garments to reach their inner souls. And for us, the Kol Nidre also can lead us to a place where we're introspective of Yeshua's heart, the heart of all Scripture. It also ties us to the generations. All that have been persecuted, not just Jews, but even Gentiles that have been persecuted and that have been forced to do things against their faith, usually facing death. Jews in Spain, if they didn't convert, most of them were murdered and others were expelled. You know, we might think that's old age, but I've run into churches and church theology that still pressure Jews to convert. You may think that's not a thing. It is a thing. Kol Nidre can take us back, not just Jews, but even Gentiles, to be able to look at where they've been forced to believe things or to do things that are against our Messiah. It can even affect our heritage, our roots, our authenticity. For authenticity, race, and creed doesn't come before God. If we follow in a cultural traditional way that is against lifting up Messiah, then we're wrong. We can break those bonds because the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to break those bonds. We all need the idea of Kol Nidre. The chant, as I said, can be haunting to some. It can really draw on you. As I do it, when I've heard it done very well, the chazan, the cantor, pours his heart out into it because he's actually walking in the words of the chant. He's making intercession for himself and for his people and all that are in need of freedom. There's always a short story I like to share, which kind of really brings a whole other aspect to it. I always get emotional when I read it. But this is a story during the Second World War. A German soldier was mortally wounded in battle. And as he fell, a priest rushed up to administer his last rites. Many of them were Roman Catholic, also a lot of Protestants. With his remaining strength, the soldier pushed the priest's cross away and said, "Ich bin ein Jude." I am a Jew. There's a bit of irony there, right? There's a Jew dying for Nazi Germany. The priest replied, "So again, sich nicht, ich bin ad a Jude." Don't worry, I'm also a Jew. I believe it's the heart of this story that draws Jews and even Gentiles from all over the world who otherwise never come to a synagogue, maybe not so much true in a Messianic community, but in the Jewish community, non-believing, that they'll show up for a Kol Nidre service. As I said yesterday, there's in the traditional Jewish world, there's a tendency that the casual Jew shows up, you know, is involved in the Jewish community 3 days of the year. The Day of Blowing, Yom Kippur, and having a Passover Seder. It's a little like much of Christianity. Show up for Easter and Christmas, that's about it. So with that background, I'm going to share Kol Nidre, and then we'll read the translation together after. And so it is repetitive. It's repeated 3 times. That's the tradition. I also find it's interesting that's been a tradition for 1,000 years, and it's the number 3, not the number 2, not the number 4, but the number 3. I find that to be very interesting. I'd ask that nobody enter or leave while I'm doing this so I don't get distracted. Deen. Would I eat the banana? Uda acharimna vidi asarana ahal nafashatana miyom kipurim zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Abahalinu Litova Nidrana Allah Nidre Vyasaranis Re Ushuatana Shivu The Yeshua Omer Lahim Lot Yeshua Kol Shavua Lot Yeshua Bashamayim Ki Kasei Elohim Hema Below the Aritz Ki Hadam Ragalahu Below Verushalayim Ki Hir Yat Melech Rav Yehid Barchem Hain Hain Lo Biotir Mizir Mimkar Shatana miyom kipurim zeh ad yom keep pouring, Hallelu, little Nidrana Allah Nidri Vesarana Isri Ushufuatana Shivu the Yeshua Omer Lahim Loteshua Va Kohol Shavua Loteshua Va Vashamayim Ki Kase Elohim Hema Velova Aritz Ki Adam Ragalahu Velova Rushalayim Ki Kiryat Melech Rav Achzeh Yidvarchem Hein Hein Lo Yotir Mizeh Mimkar Shatana Miyom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Haba Halenu Ha 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 Nidrahana. Lo nidre. Viesarana esre. Ushufuatana. Ah, 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 Shivuot v'yeshua omer lahem lo teshuva kol shivua lo teshuva bashamayim. Ki kase Elohim heima v'lo v'aretz ki hadam ragalahu v'lo v'rushalayim ha-ha-ha-ha ki kir yat melech rav azeh yidvarchem hein hein lo lo v'yotir Mizeh Mimkar Ah.